Hey, let's talk to footy because it's a big game tomorrow night. Geelong and the Western Bulldogs is a beauty to kick off round 14. It's also a milestone game for Lachie Hunter, who joins us on the program. Lachie, good morning.
Morning, boys. Thanks for having me.
Good on you, buddy. Nice to have you with us. Got Jono with us as well. Game number 150 for you, Lachie. You've got there pretty quick, I must admit. How does it feel to be a 150 gamer?
Yeah, fairly quick, I suppose. It's not really something you think about as you go along and the games tick away. But, it's always nice to have a look back and reminisce on the milestone games.
Yeah. Lachie, what's the go these days with a milestone game? Is it, do you get the video? Do you get some merch made? What's the go for the 150th?
The 150th, I don't think they make too big of a deal. We get a little video in front of the boys, but I think they save the big stuff for the 300s and stuff like that.
Yeah, you're just living talk from experience there, Jono, with all your bloody
that's right.
Your bloody games.
He's like Game of Thrones. There's about 500 DVDs to go through.
And it was a big one for you, Lachie. I mean, Geelong is one of the toughest road trips in footy, has been for years. What changes do you have to make to beat them, or what do you have to do to stop them winning?
Yeah, it is. It's been a really tough ground for us to win it down there. I think Jono was playing the last time we won down there, so it's been a while. Everyone talks about the width of the ground. Your ball movement changes a little bit, and those width plays that we're probably pretty well known for can get shut down fairly easily. So, you got to do your best to not fall into their style of game and kick it long and high to their tall defenders who can peel off some pretty big intercept mark numbers.
Lachie, you could get a mixture of players roll through. If you play the wing and you've played it so well so far this year, Menengola can come there. You could actually have Blixarves at some stages as well and the running machine of Isaac Smith. Your preparations for these types of players?
Yeah, they've got some really good wingers. I've played on probably all of them and for different teams at points in their careers. I suppose the one thing they can all do is run bloody well, which most guys can do on a wing. So, there can only be two in there at a time, and I guess you just line up on whoever you get and you do your best.
I've been fascinated with your year, Lachie, because you've played so many different roles. You keep having to sort of reimagine yourself in the team, and when Adam was playing earlier in the year and Josh, you were sort of playing forward, then you're playing midfield, then you're forward again. Take us through the things that you do to sort of recreate your role almost on a weekly basis.
Yeah, well, I suppose it's probably an evolution of just kind of the team and the list we had at the start of the year. We had so many inside midfielders and kind of midfielders who can play on the outside as well, with Ads coming in and adding some speed. We were really spoiled for choice in who we could have down there. So we probably just looked to get a few other players down forward with a bit of speed. And that led to a few changes in my role. So, as a few injuries come in and roles change, I'm happy to play whatever role I need to every week, which most weeks is something different.
Yeah, so Lachie, we're used to seeing you in recent years just getting a heap of the ball and using it really well through the midfield with your creativity. So when that kind of changed this year, is that you going to the coaches and saying, look, with Adam coming along, you know, I'd actually like to play a different role, or is that almost you being told that you're going to play a different role?
No, I wish it was that easy for me to go in and tell him where I wanted to play. That'd be a nice career. But no, Bevo will come to me and he'll probably say where I'm playing, you know, a couple of days out from the game. And there's just things that change going into those roles. You're obviously not going to get as much as the ball in the forward line, but you got to put a lot more value on your possessions because they're normally inside the forward 50 and they're either goal assists or they're goals or shots on goal. So, yeah, little things change.
Lachie, talk us through the wing role these days. It just seems like it's become a little bit more back to the traditional way that it was played, where you hold your width, your side of the ground, just so you can connect better on the way out and also with the change of direction.
Yeah, so much of it is holding width, Jono, a large part of it. I mean, particularly with our midfield group, the moments where you hesitate and you try to come in to impact off a wing, obviously, most of the time you get done over the back. I look to trust the inside midfielders to get their work done, and often you can reap the rewards on the outside of the wing. And I suppose it's just about working down both ends of the field. Most of the time you'll see wingers work down defensively to help out, but as much as you can test your opposing winger offensively and don't make it easy for them to be an exit kick or kind of a shape and out number player as their ball comes inside 50, that'll go a long way to playing the role well.
Your shape throughout the year, majority of the year that I've seen anyway. I've seen a few games live. Lucky has been magnificent the way you can keep width in the game and then open the ground up when you get possession after you swarm the opposition when they get the footy. That was shut down from Melbourne a couple of weeks ago, and then you came back and beat Freo before the bye. What have been the learnings from that Melbourne game going forward? Because, I mean, you've got to beat the best to be the premiership team. You've done that. You've been there. What have been the learnings from that game particularly?
Yeah, we took a lot out of that game. We didn't, I mean, looking back, we had some really blatant skill errors as well. So even on those, you know, those width plays and the plays where, you know, we normally get something out of, we were missing just some kicks that you wouldn't even miss at training. But credit to Melbourne, they defended the ground really well and probably took that away from us. And we probably looked to go too far backwards as we looked to switch. So, you know, you end up losing 20 or 30 metres as you're going to do it, which makes it a lot harder to go all the way around and get towards goals.
Did it dent your confidence at all as a group?
Not really, to be honest. I mean, you know, we sat there after the game and I didn't think we could have played much worse, which is always a good sign when you lose like that. It's better than when you think you're firing on all cylinders and you still get done. So, there's still definitely a lot to take out of it.
Often Luke comes up with a theme for the week for the team. I'm just interested, the two big tests on the Friday nights that you've had against Melbourne and Richmond coming up short, does that become a focus now? Big Friday night game against Geelong. You guys are both in line for top four. That you've got to perform. You've got to get the win against a big team on a Friday night.
Not really. I mean, I know what you're talking about. I understand they're big games, but I mean, just because they're on a Friday night, I would argue that the Saturday night game against Port Adelaide falls into that category.
Yep.
We haven't won over in Perth apart from that the prelim final. I can't remember a game we've won over there. So there has been big games where we've come out and we've played exactly how we wanted to play as well. So I suppose just because they're on the Friday night, I wouldn't put them in that category.
Yep.
Lockie, who's, and you can't sit on the fence here, Lockie, who's had the better year, McRae or Bond?
Oh, gee whiz.
Bond has a good year every year, to be honest, but he's probably he's nearly leading the Brownlow, I'd say, at this stage. And I'd say Jacko's probably on the podium, so they're both going pretty well, and I'm pretty happy they are both on my team.
That's a brutal question, Johnson.
Sometimes you've got to ask the tough ones, and that is a tough one at the moment because they're both absolutely dominating. You're right, Lockie. The impact they're having for the club is huge. In fact, Huff, I'm happy to open my house up if the boys want to come down early in preparations for GMHBA. Lockie, my house is open. My door's always open.
I suggest you might get a coffee. The coffee machine's always on at Jono's house, normally when he's on air, actually. It's an unusual occurrence. Hey, Lockie, it's going to be a great way to kick off the week. We love the fact that a big game's on a Friday night to kick off any week of footy, but this is going to be an absolute beauty. Geelong and the Western Bulldogs in your 150th. Congratulations again on that. We look forward to seeing a great game of footy, hopefully, from your sake. The Doggies finish triumphant.
Thanks very much, boys. Thanks for having me.